Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
It is 18 minutes past three already.
It is.
It is.
And the lovely Kitty has stuff to tell us.
I do.
Go on then, what are you going to tell us?
Well, firstly, thank you, Kelvin and Maggie, for interviewing me this afternoon. And I'd just like to tell people about an exciting project on the island, if I may.
Of course.
My name is Kitty Byrne, and myself and my colleague Anne Osborne have new roles. Mm. And we are Nature Therapy Dementia Care Coordinators.
Ooh.
We both work for Nature Therapy CIC, which is a community interest company founded by Dr. Kim Brown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I tell you a little bit about Nature Therapy to begin with, so that it gives you some background. Nature Therapy CIC is an award-winning not-for-profit voluntary enterprise, and our aim is to improve lives through unique interactions with people in the natural world.
Oh.
So Nature Therapy is about using natural and free resources everywhere outside, mm-hmm. and environments to improve somebody's emotional and physical well-being.
Right.
That so sounds good.
By actually being in nature and immersing yourself in it, it does feed your senses.
Mm.
And nature, if you think about it, actually provides for every one of your individual senses. And the thing about the dementia care program is that it can be made unique to each person.
Mm-hmm.
So this program was created to build an understanding of a very distressing impact of sensory deprivation on people with a dementia, because as dementia progresses, changes take place in how the world around you is seen, heard, smells, feels and tastes.
I imagine it does, yeah.
So this actually makes you have extreme social isolation. So being aware of these sensory changes as a carer, either informally or formally, means that you can continue to communicate respectfully with somebody mm-hmm. who has a dementia long after their memory and language is gone.
Oh,
that's a point that never occurred to me.
No.
That once the speech and language has been erased, if you like, due to the disease, they've lost communication.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's about the therapy program, the Nature Therapy and Dementia program, essentially is about building everyone else's, us, the rest of the population's understanding of the distressing impact of what is really sensory deprivation on those people who have a dementia. Mm. And to do this, we deliver gentle, nature-based activities. So we use something called the Travelling Dementia Suitcase. Interesting.
Okay. Yes.
And that enables people to communicate through nature. So what we do is we focus on the five senses of sight, touch, smell, hearing, taste, and we've got specific activities which you can easily learn to enable communication with somebody who has a dementia, because you don't use your sight of smell. You know, you don't use your sense of smell, generally. It can be a whole family approach that conveys affection, support and respect.
Yeah.
And it focuses primarily on what people can do, not what they can't do, what they can do.
Good.
And it improves their communication and ours. It isn't based on memory recall or use of language, so there's less stress for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And it's been co-designed by people with dementia and their families, and can be made unique to each person and their family and carers.
Wow. Mm. That sounds fascinating.
You'll be pleased to hear about this, Maggie, because all of the resources are readily available in nature, therefore they're free.
Good.
And no extra expense. And it does increase a sense of fun and pleasure for everybody involved, because if you're with your significant other, be it your grandma or anybody else, whoever, and they can't communicate with you.
No.
If you can communicate with somebody, say, by the smell of a rose or a piece of lavender or something like that. And sensory programs themselves have been found to decrease people's agitation.
Yeah.
Increase your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And feelings of pleasure and improve your quality of life.
Wow.
And importantly, decrease social isolation, because with sensory deprivation comes social isolation.
Yes,
it would.
And obviously, some of the things that you hear about are the more negative factors, such as agitation.
Yes.
Can sometimes lead to the person being admitted to hospital.
Yeah.
Or involve the police, potentially, which leads to being more confused and more upset at being in an unfamiliar environment, which is like a vicious circle, isn't it?
Certainly is.
And really good thing about the programme as well is that it reduces compassion fatigue for carers, thus potentially reducing burnout.
Yes.
So For those people who can't get outside, we can bring nature in.
Yes.
So there's all the different textures and smells. And the people with dementia are able to take part in a meaningful way, and we take the lead from them.
Mm. Magic.
So if you're a carer for somebody, either as a formal or informal thing, do you work in a care home or a nursing home or a hospital? Do you work in any other area that enables people with dementia to be the best they can be?
Mm.
Would you like to be a volunteer? Would you like to work with us to spread the word of nature therapy and how it can help?
Yeah.
The Nature Therapy Programme, we've been nominated for a national award from the Nursing Times.
Wow.
And we'll find out in October at the end of what the results are.
Good.
Excellent.
Now, would you like to be a volunteer? If you would, you can get in touch with us via the website, which is naturetherapy, www.naturetherapycic.com, which is our website, or you can get in touch with myself, Kitty, on 07876 520053, or Anne, my fellow dementia care coordinator. There are two of us on the island, and her number is 07813 918 950.
Wow.
Excellent.
So we do deliver for volunteers what we call the Travelling Dementia Suitcase. It's got five elements. The workshops are free. They're from 1 to 3 hours in length for each of the senses, and ongoing support is provided to all volunteers on the programme. So
fantastic.
Do get in touch.
Excellent stuff.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
Can you take it into hospitals? Or?
You can. Yes, you can. You can take it anywhere, really. Mm. We have something called a pop-up dementia theatre, and that will give you an understanding as to how dementia affects how you understand and process stuff. Mm. So how you understand and process what's happening in the outside world.
Yes.
Mm. So if anybody's running an event and they'd like us to bring our nature therapy experience to you, we'd love to be there as well.
I'm sure you would. Excellent. Yeah, fantastic.
Can I ask you, will you put all this information up on the Vectis Radio Facebook page?
Yes, please? I certainly will. I can put that up.
So if you've missed any of those details, a little later on, that'll be up on the Vectis Radio Facebook page. Just look us up and it'll all be there. What an excellent idea.
It never occurred
to me at all that you'd
lose... I'm going to put up the stuff about the carer's card as well, so...
That you'd lose communication when with dementia. It just didn't occur to me.
No.
Here we are.
Well, I used a different way of looking at it.
I used to work for a consultant psychiatrist, as you know, and he dealt with people over 65 who had dementia, and some of the sights were just so upsetting to see, and to see people, they've some of them have lost their dignity and they've lost everything, and it's not their fault, it's just this disease.
And it can happen to anybody of any age.
Absolutely anybody, yes.
Doesn't matter whether you're rich, poor or
absolutely not.
Fair enough. Thank you for that, Kitty.
Thank you.
That's fascinating.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely fascinating.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.